We found the getaway car just 30 minutes after the crime took place. It was a silver Audi A8, number plate, November Golf 58, Victor X-ray Whiskey. Liz was still inside and okay, but very shaken, and we couldn't get anything useful from her. The car was abandoned in Manor Green. There's a lot of warehouses in that area, including one that we know to be used by a gang of ex-soldiers who now make a living from various petty crimes and the occasional armed robbery. They've all got previous form, particularly their leader, who is a big, bald guy known as the Sergeant. Now, a couple of the crew are of Indian origin, including a character called Fat Baz, who is a short, overweight guy that we've banged up for bar fights on several occasions in the past. These guys are pros, and they run their scores like a military operation. They're definitely the ones that I like for this armed robbery. It has their MO all over it. I'm now going to interview the witnesses. I'm going to interview you separately, and your interviews will be recorded, so try to keep to the facts. Now, based on your initial statements, we've made very good progress with our investigations. We've got some very interesting lines of inquiry. We now need your help to make sure that we have the evidence that we need to catch these guys and put them away for a long time. We don't have any other evidence, so we really need you to come through for us. Now, Lila, we're going to start with you. You gave us some great information at the crime scene, Lila, so I just need to get it all down in a formal statement. Now, let's start with an easy one. You said you saw a large silver Audi tear around the corner into the street you were in. Now, what did you notice about the car, and can you tell me what happened?
The number plate of the Audi was NG58VXW. It drove into the street, tyres squealing, and four men jumped out.
And they all had shotguns?
Yep. Yep, they were all waving shotguns and firing them into the air.
Can you describe any of these men?
They were wearing army gear, you know, like camouflage stuff, though some of them had dark jackets over the top. Two had masks, so I couldn't see them. The unmasked man who stole the case from the guard was about 5'3", had long black curly hair and was of Indian origin, probably early 20s. He was really very stocky. Well, they were all stocky. You know, they were like bodybuilders or bouncers.
Those were the three that attacked the two security guards, right?
Yeah. They ran to the van and they started fighting with the guards.
So we're looking for a stocky guy of Indian ethnicity. And you say he was like a bouncer. Do you mean that he looked quite big?
Yeah, not tall, but not at all skinny, you know?
Is it possible that he was stocky because he was overweight? I mean, you can't really tell if someone's muscly or fat when they're wearing a coat, right?
Well, I suppose not. He certainly could have been overweight. I suppose the point is that he definitely wasn't skinny.
And what about the driver, the one who kidnapped Liz?
He was dressed like a soldier. He grabbed Liz. You know, he was really tall, maybe 6'3". Caucasian and in his 30s, about 32. He really looked like a soldier, like a really hard-looking and professional. He was older than all the others and he was shouting at them.
So he was in charge. He was telling the others what to do and it was his decision to grab Liz?
Yeah. I think he was the leader.
And when you say he looked like a soldier, did he have a soldier's hair?
Yeah, like a crew cut, like he was in the army.
So very, very short hair then?
Yeah.
So short that you couldn't really see his hair, in fact?
You could be right.
So short that he could have been bald. It's hard to distinguish sometimes between a crew cut and being bald. I often think soldiers can look bald.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, I mean, he could have easily been bald. If he had hair, it was really, really short, but I suppose he could have been bald too.
Right, OK. Let's try and run through the timeline of events. A large silver Audi pulls up and four guys jump out with guns. Then what happens?
Three run to the van, firing their guns.
Are the guards still in the van at this point?
I suppose they must have been. Yeah, because the robbers dragged them out. The unmasked one starts fighting with one of the guards, the one that has the case. He cuts the case from the guard.
And what are the other two doing whilst this is going on? Did they join in the fight or were they covering the other guard?
Covering the other guard.
So at what point did the driver grab Liz? Was it whilst all this was going on?
Yeah. Yeah. So he ran over to us and he started pulling Liz towards the car. You know, he was shouting at us and firing his gun.
Did he threaten you?
Well, he must have. it was all really loud and Liz was screaming.
Did he threaten to shoot you, to shoot Liz?
Yeah.
And then they all ran back to the car and sped off?
Yeah.
OK, Lala, I'm nearly there. Just a few things for the record. Did you get a good look at the car, the four men and all that happened?
Yes.
And how far away were you? And was there anything obstructing your view?
I guess it was about 10 feet. And I had a very good view.
And would you be able to recognise the men if you saw them again?
Yes. I think so. Probably. Well, at least the two without the masks, they were quite distinctive. You know, one was like a soldier and the other one was Indian-looking.
So to be clear, you got a good view of the two men and are confident that you could pick them out of a lineup.
Yes, I could pick them out.
Great. Many thanks indeed, Lila.